Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Who's on your speed dial list when trying to grow your business? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want you to share your speed dial list with me. Seriously, I want you to take out your phone and show me who's on your speed dial list. My bet is your wife or husband is right at the top, right? Then you have your grown children in order from oldest to youngest, right? Then you have your mother and father, and perhaps even your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. Are we still tracking? Or did you say no way when I said your mother-in-law? Just kidding. And since I know my mother-in-law listens to my podcast, surely I want you to know that you are in fact on my speed dial list. Man, that could have made things really awkward over Easter dinner. Anyway, you probably have your most important contacts on your speed dial list, like most of us do. And my bet is most of them are family relationships, not so much business relationships. Am I right on that? That's why my question this week is, who's on your speed dial list when trying to grow your business? You see, I think as business owners, we need to have a special list of people who are on our speed dial list when it comes to growing our business. Let's be honest, trying to grow your business without the help of other business owners can be a very difficult and challenging thing to do. But when we get our thinking right and we establish strategic relationships with the right business people, our business will grow faster than ever before without putting in heroic amounts of effort. It's a growth strategy that many business owners use without even knowing they're using it as a strategy. It just comes to them naturally. But you may not be one of those business owners. You may be someone who will just work very hard and never give up. While that does work, it takes a lot of time and a huge amount of energy and focus. So I want to take a few minutes today to introduce you to the STAR Network strategy. I learned this years ago, and I've been using it with my clients for years with great success. Let me share with you how it works, and I'm pretty sure you'll catch on right away. As you know, I'm a pretty simple guy who likes to break things down into very simple step-by-step processes. Well, this one's another one of those simple strategies that can yield significant fruits. Here's how it works. Take out a blank sheet of paper and draw a very large star on it. It doesn't matter what your star looks like. I've found that everyone makes a star a little bit differently, but mine has 5 points on it. I might suggest you start with a 5-point star to follow along with me. In the center of the star, write down your ideal customer. For example, in my case, I write down owner-operator business owner in the center of my star. You may write down something like fitness-minded women, or upscale homeowner, or high school athlete, or small pet owner. Whatever defines your ideal customer is what you want to write down in the center of your star. Now, by each of the 5 tips on your star, I want you to write down a category of business that has a direct relationship with your ideal customer, other than the business you're in. So, for example, on my star, the 5 tips have the following categories of business on them: CPA or bookkeeper, business attorney, financial planner, business banker, and commercial real estate broker. The tips on your star may have very different business categories on them. The key is to think about the other businesses or service providers who have direct contact with those who reflect your ideal customer. If you can identify more than five other business categories or service providers who have a direct relationship with your ideal customer type, that's great. Use the space in between the star points to add those business categories to your page. I have more than five. On my star, I also have HR service provider, business broker, IT support, insurance agent, and staff recruiter. Now, once you have the business categories identified, it's time to begin putting in specific names next to each of the business categories. You probably have some close relationships already with some of the key players in those other business categories. If so, put their name next to that category. For example, if you already have a working relationship with the president of a business bank, put their name next to business banker. When I do this with business owners, they can often put three or four specific names on the paper, but several of the categories are left blank. In that case, you've got some homework to do. You need to do some research, either Google search or simply talking to your fellow business owners to see who they know who might fit into that category. My recommendation is always to identify three or four good candidates for each of the open business categories. For example, if you don't have a close relationship with a business broker, then get some recommendations for at least three and possibly four local business brokers who may be a good fit for that position on your star. Once you've identified three or four possible candidates for each, then you need to set some appointments to meet with them in person. The idea of the meeting is to let them know that you exist, see if there's a fit between what you do and who you serve, and what they do and who they serve. If there is a fit, then you can let them know that you're filling in your star network and you're trying to determine if they would be the right person to be on your star. They may be puzzled by your star network idea, but when you tell them that when one of your customers has an issue or question related to their area of expertise, you'll be using your star to make specific recommendations or introductions to help them solve their specific issue. You may want to also let them know that you're looking for someone in their category who can be your go-to person when a question or situation comes up that may need their expertise. If they're trying to grow their business as well, they'll get the idea and probably will be more willing to reciprocate. I strongly recommend that you not make your final decision on who to put in your star until you've met with all of your potential experts. Just going through the interview process will expose you to many business influencers who will know more about you and your business and will be way more likely to make referrals or begin sharing contacts with you. Using this process, I've got a business attorney who I send nearly all of my business owner clients to who don't already have a relationship with a business attorney. The same is true for my CPA. If a business owner comes to me and doesn't have an existing relationship with a great CPA, I give them three recommendations, and my star network CPA is always at the top of my list. As a result of these relationships and mutually beneficial referrals, I get many of my new prospect leads from my business attorney and my CPA contacts. We know each other, trust each other, and always keep each other top of mind. The same is true for the other contacts on my star: my business banker contact, my HR consultant, my insurance agent, and my financial planner. If you take some time to build this star network for your business, you'll soon find yourself with more influence, more connections, more introductions, and more leads. You'll also find those business leaders who value personal relationships and are willing and ready to help you grow your business just as they are growing theirs. The key is that you aren't in competition with anyone on your star. These are simply other business leaders who have personal contact with the same ideal customer as you, but for a different set of products or services. I hope this makes sense. If you're trying to grow your business, but you haven't yet built out your star network, then this is a high priority item for you. Rather than paying for ads or posting on social media, I'd strongly suggest you start by having several conversations with like-minded business leaders who you can get to know better, understand what they do to set themselves apart from their competition, and see if there's a fit to make introductions when the timing is right. It's a powerful way to provide value to your customers while also feeding new customers to those who see you as a valuable part of their business growth engine. This is truly a win-win-win approach. Perhaps you should give it a try. If you need some help in thinking this through or getting your star started, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you make this one of the most powerful lead generation strategies for your business, all while proving to others in business that you're a resource that they can't live without. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss using financial metrics to drive business decisions. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.